All right, so I've made a couple references about it all morning long, about a recent lesson on safety I learned at my very own house. And here's the story. My wife, my darling, my sweet Jennifer, needs to have a small medical procedure done that requires some recuperation. So I build her a queen's nest in the living room. Now, the living room is in the middle of our house. Lesson learned, Rosie. When you build a queen's nest, put her back at one end of the house and give her a cell phone. But in the middle of the house, there's no place I can be working where she can't get my attention. Honey! So she knows I'm going to be home as I'm nursing her back to health. And she's had the wonderful, wonderful idea of putting together a honey-do list to kind of boss me through as she recovers. And so I try and sneak out to the garage and turn an old football game on and stuff. And I hear, honey, honey. And she's checking these things off on the list one by one. So one of them is to kind of recondition the Vega poles that are in our front courtyard. So I'm out there working, and I do what I know I shouldn't do. I'm about 18 inches away from where I want to be with my palm sander. And I'm thinking, Rosie, you should crawl down this ladder and move the ladder 2 feet and finish doing this. Oh, no, I'm in too big a hurry. I'm going to go up one more step, and I'm going to lean just a little bit farther. I'm only going to be up here about 2 more minutes. Well, I was only up there about 2 more seconds. But you remember the earlier story about how agile I am? On the way down, and you know what? The fall is never bad. The fall is kind of fun. It's kind of like really cool feeling just falling through the air. It's the landing. It's always the landing that's the bad part of the story. I thought, okay, now I can put my hands out and break this fall and probably break my arm. So what does the fire department say? Drop.
Stop, drop, and roll.
Stop, drop, and roll. So I think, okay, I'm going to bring my hands in on the way down. This all comes to my mind in a flash of a second. I'm going to bring my hands in. I'm going to drop and roll, and this will be painless. Oh, man. Oh, man. So now our baby daughter walks in, and Jennifer's in her queen's nest recuperating from surgery, and Dad is on his back in the front courtyard and can't get up.
Did you have your little thing around your neck?
And that's what our baby daughter, Carol Grace, says. Now she's going to get me for my birthday.
Nice.
Help, I've fallen and can't get up necklace. So I hurt for a couple of days and finally went to the doctor and said, you know, I got a real sore spot back here. And they sent me in for a chest x-ray. The x-ray technician looks at me and says, you want to see why you're tender back there? The 2 broken ribs.
Oh!
It only hurts.
Nothing you can do for those.
Only hurts when I sneeze.
Just time.
But Jennifer and I are doing fine. We've recovered fully. Let's see if we can jump through these phone calls really quick. Let's get to Peggy in Tucson. Peggy. Here on our safety show, you want me to talk right now about 2 things you probably shouldn't do. What's your question?
I want to know why this door opener outside of our garage door, that when you put in your code and hit enter, it opens. But today it wouldn't do that. And what do I do?
Interesting. Now,
are battery operated in a lot of cases. Does it just need a new AA?
The transmitter.
Where is the battery?
Usually they're mounted on the side. You got to push the whole unit up and it comes off, and then on the back there's a little screw. And
there's that one, and then there's also the transmitter. When you're in your garage pushing the button, it won't open or close from the button in the garage?
Oh, no, it opens in the garage. We tried that.
Okay, so it's the transmitter unit that's in your car.
No, it's a punch code on the side of our house.
This is just a separate unit on the outside of the house.
You open it. Your code, and you hit enter, and the garage door opens.
Now, those are definitely battery-driven. Have you replaced that battery?
Oh, no, I didn't know there was one there.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, so...
And it's one of those little bitty ones. I don't even know what they call it, but it's not much bigger than
like
the multivitamin I take every day.
Okay, so if I want to find that, you say I can push up the...
a lot of times it's a little bitty Phillips head screw that you'll see right on the bottom in the front of it. You'll take that off and the battery will be right there. That's how it is at the one at my house.
Okay.
Well, if you get stuck and you can't get it solved, call A Authentic Garage Door. They service the entire state. Okay? If you want to hang on, I can certainly help you with that a little bit more, but we're running out of time. And Teresa from Apache Junction wants to know, does she really need lightning rods? And I'll tell you, Teresa, what you need more than lightning rods is surge protection. And for surge protections, you want to call our you can get lightning protection as well, but Tap and Sons, serving that particular part of the valley, can help you out. For those of you all preparing for the monsoon season, know this, it's much more important to get surge protection than lightning protection. We got two baseball tickets to give away.
If you know the date Rachel broadcast her tantalizing toilet technology segment, or maybe not the date, but how many years ago did that originally broadcast? Right now, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. When did Rachel's tantalizing toilet technology broadcast originally occur? If you can call in and answer that, you'll be sitting in row 13, seats 7 and 8 for Monday night's game as the Diamondbacks take on the LA Dodgers.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.